Since paralegal must adhere to recognized ethical standards and rules of professional responsibilities, the canons of the National Association of Legal Assistants, NALA, which we indicated, Code of Ethics, and Professional Responsibility are included in the text, therefore, if you are a paralegal legal assistant. But let's look also at problem 2-3, which refers to the NALA canons. Problem 2-3 is designed to expand you as a student's perception of the role of a paralegal from one assisting an attorney with litigation to one who is assisting an attorney with a range of dispute resolution processes, including litigation. The canon do not distinguish among the various methods of dispute resolution, however. So therefore, we'll take a look at problem 2-4 for you to consider. It focuses on the paralegal as a client advocate in administrative hearings. Administrative hearings are held at administrative agencies, such as, for instance, the APA. Those are all administrative in the DOE. Those are administrative agencies. And they may have also ADR processes in place and other non-judicial forums that permit the use of non-attorney advocates. So here we ask, can a person who is a paralegal or legal assistant wear two hats, one that requires adherence to the canons and the other one who does not? Meaning maybe it probably is a mediator, right? Does, for example, Canon 2 require a paralegal or a legal assistant to be supervised by an attorney when acting as a client advocate when the forum permits the use of a non-attorney advocate? So, problem 2-5 may be a bit of a trick question, but when you read it, it's more for the purpose, the question is to get you to think on a broader terms. Because not all mediators, not all ombuds or arbitrators or are lawyers. The question here is whether a neutral third party is giving legal advice or any advice at all. Is an ombudsman, is a mediator giving legal advice? And how far can they go? So the mediator, for example, is not giving advice, but directing the process as we indicated. The arbiter is rendering a decision. None of the three represent any of the parties. So they're not representing the parties, so they will not be giving legal advice. So again, therefore the parties are not client as referenced in the canon. Again, if you are a paralegal, you have studied that, you would now recognize what the canons are, either if you're a member of NALA or NALS, and any of the other organizations, you would know what I'm talking about. For those who are not in the in this area, in the paralegal area, it's good to know these rules as well, but just keep that more in the back of your mind.